Test 10. Skills Development. Section 1. Listening. Second task. Exercise A. Listen and circle the number or phrase that has a similar meaning to what you hear. 1.
4:30 in the morning.
2.
7:15.
3.
6:30.
4.
9:20.
5.
5:25.
6.
3:00 in the afternoon.
7.
11:00 at night.
8.
360.
9.
£525.
10.
6.5.
11.
9.5.
12.
2.25.
13.
8.25.
14.
2/3.
15.
3/4.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I've always been very slim, and that's not because I don't eat a lot. I do. I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, and sometimes have snacks between meals too. The thing is, it just doesn't seem to matter what I eat. Even if I have a really big meal, I never seem to get fat. It's great, because it means I can eat what I like, when I like.
Speaker 2.
I know I should be more careful about what I eat, but I do seem to eat a lot of crisps, sweets and junk food. I think it's because of my job. I don't have time for proper meals during the day, so I just have lots of snacks at my desk. I know I'm a bit overweight, but then lots of people are, aren't they? Doesn't really bother me.
Speaker 3.
I decided to become a vegetarian when I was about 16. I started by just giving up red meat, like beef, and that was easy, so then I stopped having things like chicken and pork too. It's great, actually. I feel very healthy and I don't miss it at all. There are lots of other things you can have instead.
Speaker 4.
I really do believe that the first meal of the day is the most important. I usually only have a snack for lunch and don't have a big meal in the evening. But as soon as I get up, I like to have a big bowl of cereal, some toast, and maybe even an omelette too. It gives me the energy to keep going all through the day.
Speaker 5.
I put on weight really easily, so I have to stop myself from eating too much. If I'm in a restaurant, I'll usually choose just a small salad or something like that, rather than a steak or a big meal. I have to, otherwise I know the next day I'll look in the mirror and think, look, you're fatter than you were yesterday.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I've always been very slim, and that's not because I don't eat a lot. I do. I have breakfast, lunch and dinner every day, and sometimes have snacks between meals too. The thing is, it just doesn't seem to matter what I eat. Even if I have a really big meal, I never seem to get fat. It's great, because it means I can eat what I like, when I like.
Speaker 2.
I know I should be more careful about what I eat, but I do seem to eat a lot of crisps, sweets and junk food. I think it's because of my job. I don't have time for proper meals during the day, so I just have lots of snacks at my desk. I know I'm a bit overweight, but then lots of people are, aren't they? Doesn't really bother me.
Speaker 3.
I decided to become a vegetarian when I was about 16. I started by just giving up red meat, like beef, and that was easy, so then I stopped having things like chicken and pork too. It's great, actually. I feel very healthy and I don't miss it at all. There are lots of other things you can have instead.
Speaker 4.
I really do believe that the first meal of the day is the most important. I usually only have a snack for lunch and don't have a big meal in the evening. But as soon as I get up, I like to have a big bowl of cereal, some toast and maybe even an omelette too. It gives me the energy to keep going all through the day.
Speaker 5.
I put on weight really easily. So I have to stop myself from eating too much. If I'm in a restaurant, I'll usually choose just a small salad or something like that, rather than a steak or a big meal. I have to, otherwise I know the next day I'll look in the mirror and think, look, you're fatter than you were yesterday.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор служащего транспортной компании с посетителем. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А6 соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. Какие не соответствуют? 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. My sister's getting married in Canada in September and I'd like to find out about the cost of flights.
Whereabouts in Canada will you be going? Vancouver?
No, Montreal.
Right. And when exactly do you want to fly over? And when will you be returning?
Well, the wedding's on the 14th and I'd like to get there 2 or 3 days beforehand. So let's say sometime around the 10th. It partly depends on the price of the tickets, of course.
OK, and the return flight?
I'm thinking of coming back 2 or 3 days after the wedding, around the 17th of September.
OK, let's see what we've got. Right, well, there's a flight from London Heathrow on the 10th of September, leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
That's an awful time. I'd have to spend all night in the airport. There isn't a later flight that day, is there?
Let me see. Yes, there's one at 11 a.m., but I imagine it'll be a bit more expensive. They usually are.
Well, if it's not much more expensive, I'd rather get that one. Which airline is it, by the way?
Both those flights are British Airways.
OK. And coming back?
Coming back, you could fly on either the 16th, 17th or 18th, leaving Montreal at 5 o'clock in the evening, and each of those flights is the same price.
So, if we set the 11 o'clock flight on the 10th and the evening flight on the 17th, how much would that cost?
It's just one adult, is it?
Just me, yes.
That would be £673, including all airport taxes.
That's not too bad. I think I'll do that then. Can I book it now?
Absolutely. I'll need your name, address, passport number and a phone number where you can be contacted.
It's Mrs. Patricia Walker, 27 Seaview Road, Brighton, Sussex.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. My sister's getting married in Canada in September and I'd like to find out about the cost of flights.
Whereabouts in Canada will you be going? Vancouver?
No, Montreal.
Right. And when exactly do you want to fly over? And when will you be returning?
Well, the wedding's on the 14th and I'd like to get there 2 or 3 days beforehand. So let's say sometime around the 10th. It partly depends on the price of the tickets, of course.
OK, and the return flight?
I'm thinking of coming back 2 or 3 days after the wedding, around the 17th of September.
OK, let's see what we've got. Right, well, there's a flight from London Heathrow on the 10th of September, leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
That's an awful time. I'd have to spend all night in the airport. There isn't a later flight that day, is there?
Let me see. Yes, there's one at 11 a.m, but I imagine it'll be a bit more expensive. They usually are.
Well, if it's not much more expensive, I'd rather get that one. Which airline is it, by the way?
Both those flights are British Airways.
OK. And coming back?
Coming back, you could fly on either the 16th, 17th or 18th, leaving Montreal at 5 o'clock in the evening, and each of those flights is the same price.
So, if we set the 11 o'clock flight on the 10th and the evening flight on the 17th, how much would that cost?
It's just one adult, is it?
Just me, yes.
That would be £673, including all airport taxes.
That's not too bad. I think I'll do that then. Can I book it now?
Absolutely. I'll need your name, address, passport number and a phone number where you can be contacted.
It's Mrs. Patricia Walker, 27 Seaview Road, Brighton, Sussex.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите беседу тренера футбольной команды с игроком. В заданиях А7, А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Adrian. Good to see you. And welcome to the club.
Hi, Mr. Davenport. Thanks.
Now, I understand the coach, Jim Trelforth, is going to be giving you your schedule and training plan later in the morning. And he'll show you around too, I would imagine. But there are a few other things about your life here I'd like to discuss with you.
Sure, no problem.
The first thing, Adrian, is to do with giving interviews. You're already a successful player and you're going to be a lot more famous in a few months, so there'll be a lot of media interest in you. That's great, but I would ask you to let us know beforehand if you're going to talk to a journalist. Is that okay?
That's fine. I don't really like giving interviews, to be honest, but I do realise it's something I'll have to do every now and then, and I think it's quite acceptable that you should know about it first.
Good. And another thing that's related. Companies might approach you and ask you to do advertisements and commercials to endorse their products. They'll probably offer you a lot of money and you'll want to say yes immediately.
I hope that happens.
So do I. The thing is, the club would like to help you with this. If you do get any offers for things like that, feel free to come and discuss it with me first.
Sorry, just so I'm clear, are you saying I have to discuss it with you first, or I can if I want to?
No, you don't have to at all. There's nothing in your contract with us about that. But I've got a lot of experience with this kind of thing, and it's part of my job to make sure all my players are happy.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Davenport.
Now, have you got any questions for me?
Let me think. Well, my accommodation's all been sorted out, and I've got a few questions for Mr. Trelforth about my training schedule. But there is one thing you could maybe help with. Payment of salary. At my last club, they used to pay us in cash for some reason every Friday. Is that what you do here?
Good Lord, no. We can either give you a cheque or put the money straight into your bank account, whichever you prefer.
The bank's probably the best, I would have thought.
Fine. That's every month or every 2 weeks, though. Not every week like at your old club.
Do I have a choice?
Yes, it's totally up to you.
Well, every month seems to be a bit long, really, so let's go for the other option, if that's okay with you.
Fine. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Adrian. Good to see you, and welcome to the club.
Hi, Mr. Davenport. Thanks.
Now, I understand the coach, Jim Trelforth, is going to be giving you your schedule and training plan later in the morning, and he'll show you around too, I would imagine. But there are a few other things about your life here I'd like to discuss with you.
Sure, no problem.
The first thing, Adrian, is to do with giving interviews. You're already a successful player and you're going to be a lot more famous in a few months, so there'll be a lot of media interest in you. That's great, but I would ask you to let us know beforehand if you're going to talk to a journalist. Is that okay?
That's fine. I don't really like giving interviews, to be honest, but I do realise it's something I'll have to do every now and then, and I think it's quite acceptable that you should know about it first.
Good. And another thing that's related. Companies might approach you and ask you to do advertisements and commercials to endorse their products. They'll probably offer you a lot of money and you'll want to say yes immediately.
I hope that happens.
So do I. The thing is, the club would like to help you with this. If you do get any offers for things like that, feel free to come and discuss it with me first.
Sorry, just so I'm clear, are you saying I have to discuss it with you first, or I can if I want to?
No, you don't have to at all. There's nothing in your contract with us about that. But I've got a lot of experience with this kind of thing, and it's part of my job to make sure all my players are happy.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Davenport.
Now, have you got any questions for me?
Let me think. Well, my accommodation's all been sorted out, and I've got a few questions for Mr. Trelforth about my training schedule. But there is one thing you could maybe help with. Payment of salary. At my last club, they used to pay us in cash for some reason every Friday. Is that what you do here?
Good Lord, no. We can either give you a cheque or put the money straight into your bank account, whichever you prefer.
The bank's probably the best, I would have thought.
Fine. That's every month or every 2 weeks, though. Not every week like at your old club.
Do I have a choice?
Yes, it's totally up to you.
Well, every month seems to be a bit long, really, so let's go for the other option, if that's okay with you.
Fine. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.